This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that maintaining economic and trade stability, ensuring energy security, protecting the interest of citizens, and strengthening industry and supply chains remained in government's top priorities amid the evolving situation in West Asia. Mr. Modi stated this while chairing a high-level meeting virtually with chief ministers and lieutenant governors of states and union territories last evening to review country's preparedness in light of the ongoing West Asia conflict and its potential impact on India. During the meeting, the Prime Minister stressed the need for vigilance, advanced planning and seamless coordination between the centre and states. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that by working together as Team India, the country would successfully navigate the emerging challenges. He noted that the situation remains dynamic and requires constant monitoring and swift adaptive responses. Mr. Modi also urged the states to ensure the smooth functioning of supply chains and to take strict measures against hoarding and profiteering. He also stressed the importance of advanced planning in the agriculture sector, especially ensuring adequate fertilizer availability ahead of the Kharif season. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate Phase 1 of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Uttar Pradesh today. The airport has been developed at a total investment of around 11,200 crore rupees. The inauguration of this airport marks a significant milestone in India's journey towards becoming a global aviation hub. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that despite global disruptions arising from tensions in West Asia, daily life in India has remained unaffected and the country has managed the crisis effectively. Speaking at the private media summit in New Delhi last evening, the Home Minister said the government sustained efforts to strengthen and preserve petroleum reserves over the past decade have ensured stability in supply. Mr. Shah highlighted that while several countries have witnessed sharp increases in fuel prices, India has maintained stable supply with almost zero impact on petrol and diesel prices.
In Europe, the price of petroleum product has increased by 20 to 30%. In Australia, it has increased by 18%. In America, it has increased by 17 to 34%. India is probably the only country where there has been no major increase. The Modi government also reduced the burden on citizens by cutting excise duty. There is no other country in the world that has taken the entire burden of the crisis upon itself.
In West Bengal, the Election Commission of India, ECI, has published the second list of names pending under the adjudication process as part of the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls. Voters can check if their names appear using their EPIC number on the website of the State Chief Electoral Officer or through the ECI Net app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 132nd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on Air mobile app. Former Nepal Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli was arrested this morning over his alleged involvement in last year's deadly Zen Z protest. His arrest comes a day after Balendra Shah took oath as the country's youngest prime minister. According to the chief of the district police range in Bakhtapur, superintendent of police Surya Bahadur Khadka, the former prime minister was arrested from his residence. Former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak was also detained along with Mr. Oli. Seven persons lost their lives and several others were injured after an avalanche struck vehicles on Zojila Pass along the national highway connecting the Union Territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. The incident occurred when large volumes of snow came down crashing while vehicles were passing through the high-altitude stretch, engulfing several of them. And the 19th edition of the Indian Premier League cricket will get underway in Bengaluru this evening. And with that, we end the news bulletin.